This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Tis the season to see ads for fancy wristwatches that we can never afford. Back in the recession, luxury retail took a huge hit, but now spending by wealthy people is back with a vengeance, buoyed by rising stock prices and incomes at the top. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Maybe you've seen this satire of the rich go shopping on the Colbert Report.
This is Colbert Platinum.
Sort of a fake buying guide for the top fraction of one percenters, except the vendors are real.
A company called Calvin Jewelry has created a $50,000 diamond-encrusted pacifier.
The jeweler's website offers a 14-carat gold-trimmed pacifier at only $450. Patty Edwards tracks the luxury sector at U.S. Bank Wealth Management.
They're selling $400 and $500 purses or very expensive watches, even high-end lingerie, because people personally feel a little bit more flush.
Management consultants Bain & Company predict a 6% rise in the U.S. luxury market this year. David Schick is an analyst at Stifel Nicolaus.
At the higher end of the income spectrum, we have financial assets helping the consumer.
Though Schick's quick to point out, middle-income Americans are doing better too, with paychecks up and gas prices down. Folks who are feeling more comfortable might splurge on a Kate Spade handbag or Coach wallet. Here's consumer psychologist Kit Yarrow.
It's also middle-class and upper-middle-class consumers that are stretching, carrying along high-end retailers.
Yarrow goes on these shop-alongs with American consumers.
Now, you have to keep in mind, I didn't interview anybody that has a private jet.
She did talk to folks in the several hundred thousand a year income bracket. They've got money to spend, but still don't want to flaunt it.
They understand that there's sort of a anti-wealth sentiment. They don't want to be conspicuous in their consumption. They don't want other people to feel separated from them.
Conspicuous consumption seems okay with the foreign rich, though, which is why Chinese, Middle Eastern, and other wealthy tourists are still major drivers of U.S. luxury sales. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.